Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Des Moines School Board plans to fire its superintendent, Ian Roberts, if his attorney cannot verify his citizenship status by noon today. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports the board put Roberts on unpaid administrative leave Monday after his arrest by federal immigration officials late last week.
Board Chair Jackie Norris says Roberts stated he was a citizen on his employment eligibility form, and he provided a driver's license and Social Security card as proof. A law firm also reviewed his form when he was hired and didn't raise any concerns. Norris says looking back, there's nothing the board would have done differently in the hiring process. She says the district used a third party to vet Roberts.
We are operating on the information that was given to us, and there was nothing in the information that was given to us to allude to any question about his citizenship.
Norris says no DMPS employees or board members were notified by Roberts or federal agencies about his lack of work authorization. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
Some environmental experts say that restarting a nuclear plant in eastern Iowa could have a negative impact on the environment. NextEra Energy has been filing paperwork to reopen the Duane Arnold Energy Center, citing growing demands from the tech sector. The plant was decommissioned following the 2020 derecho after 45 years of operation. Don Safer is a co-chair of the Sierra Club's nuclear-free team. He says Duane Arnold's design is outdated, and it's difficult to determine the integrity of certain components inside the reactor.
The possibilities of component failure and a serious accident increase as these reactors age, and the compounding problem of disuse for an over 5-year period now, but it'll be many more years, if ever, that before they could get that reactor going again.
NextEra gained approval from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission in August to abandon three proposed solar plants and instead reconnect Duane Arnold to Iowa's electricity grid. The company expects to spend between $50 and $100 million by the end of this year to try to have the proposed plant open by 2028. New data shows clinician-provided abortions in Iowa dropped significantly in the first half of this year compared to 2024. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs has details.
New data from the Guttmacher Institute found clinician-provided abortions in Iowa dropped 39% when comparing the first half of 2025 to the first half of 2024. It also found people traveling to Iowa for abortion care in that time period dropped from about 150 to zero. A state law went into effect in July of last year banning the procedure when cardiac activity is detected with exceptions. This can be as early as 6 weeks of pregnancy. Isabel DoCampo is with the Guttmacher Institute, which supports abortion rights.
6 weeks is not a lot of time for somebody to identify their pregnancy, make a decision about having an abortion, identify an abortion provider, and have an abortion within that limit.
Anti-abortion rights supporters have celebrated the state's drop in abortions, saying the law is saving lives. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
Rock Island teens' efforts to protect sea turtles from plastic pollution are paying off, with additional funding awarded recently to support her nonprofit. 14-year-old Nicolina Pappas created Nicolina's Turtle Co. when she was 8 years old after seeing a video of a sea turtle struggling with a straw in its nose. She started sewing and selling metal straw holders, raising over $30,000 for her local conservation efforts. She recently won more than $10,000 from the Gloria Barron Prize for Young Heroes. Pappas says the money will help support her conservation work, including making presentations to students at local schools.
Many of them really haven't been exposed to this issue before, and they didn't really know what was going on with how much plastic we use in our daily life, because a lot of people just off put it in the back of their mind, like, oh, I'm going to have a granola bar, I'm going to throw out the wrapper. Not a lot of people really think through the process of where that wrapper is going.
Pappas was also honored by the nonprofit Action for Nature, placing second in its 2025 Eco Hero Award. She's currently working on contacting congressional representatives to target single-use plastics at the federal level. The Washington County Sheriff's Office in southeast Iowa is investigating the death of a 17-year-old who was fatally shot by a fellow hunter in Brighton on Saturday. According to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, Carson Ryan sustained a headshot wound after a member of his hunting party mistook him for a squirrel. He was taken to UI Healthcare Medical Center, where he died from his injuries. And Iowa State Patrol is investigating a fatal vehicle collision in Jones County on Monday. According to a crash report, a Ford F-250 T-boned an Oldsmobile Cutlass after the sedan failed to yield the right-of-way on Highway 151. The truck's driver was transported to the Jones Regional Medical Center with unknown injuries. The names and ages of the drivers have not yet been released. This is WVIK News.